This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone, 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Our today's topic is about the word book.
Book, 书，什么书呢？
Open book.
Open book. 当老师跟你说 open book 的时候啊，可不是叫你翻开书这么简单啊，是叫你干嘛呢？
到底叫你干什么呢？嘿嘿，卖个关子，继续听我们今天这一期的节目就知道了。大家可以到微信里拿到我们这一期节目的文字版的笔记，欢迎大家在微信里搜索关注早安英文，找到我们的公众号，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
你知道我最经常和最喜欢在什么时候听到老师说 open book 吗？
喂，
When a student asks, Professor, can you talk about the format of the midterm? And the prof replied, It will be an open book exam. And everyone was like, oh yeah!
But an open book exam doesn't mean to be easy, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's even harder.
I'm with you. 但是就是心理上感觉踏实一些啊。我们说的这个 open book exam 其实就是开卷考试的意思。就是你可以翻书的，可以 open book.
Right, sometimes students ask me, is this an open book exam?
What did you reply?
It's all in your head.
就是英语考试啊， Alan 教的课怎么都不会 open book 的了，对吧？ It's all in your head.
It's all in your head. You know, we could also use an open book to describe a person.
Yes, we could say, she is an open book.
If you describe somebody or their life as an open book, you mean that you can easily understand them and know everything about them.
An open book 用来形容一个人呢、啊，就说这个人呢，是那种特别容易被人就是一眼就看穿他的性格呀、生活呀。怎么讲呢？就是说这个人很简单吧，很直白。
I'd always thought of Johnny as an open book. 这句话的意思是，我觉得 Johnny 是一个特别容易被了解的人。他这个人啊，非常非常的简单。
Yeah, I'd always thought of Johnny as an open book. And you know, many teenagers complain about their parents. They say, to them, my future was an open book.他们总觉得我的未来就怎么怎么样的，一眼他们都能知道。
To them, my future was an open book.
This is not right.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
那有 an open book 这个说法，是不是还有 close the book 呢？
You're right. A closed book or say a closed book to somebody means a subject that you do not understand or know anything about.
哦、oh, ，就说这个东西啊，我什么都不知道，一窍不通，两眼一摸黑。就是对我来说啊，这个东西就是 a closed book， 一本关上的书，反正呢就是打不开，反正就是读不懂。
That's right. Makeup is a closed book to me or to any of straight men. 我对化妆啊是真的不懂，看不懂。有时候这个我们早安英文的团队的这些女生经常分享的一些化妆技术帖啊。
Fine.But chemistry is a closed book to me. 就是我对 chemistry, 对化学一窍不通。
你以前是学文科的是吗？
No, just give an example. Chemistry or math is a closed book to me.
Besides open book, closed book, there's another phrase. Good book or say bad books.
Good books and bad books.好书和坏书
We use being somebody's good books or say being somebody's bad books to say that somebody is pleased or annoyed with you.
Be in somebody's good books 或者是呢 be in somebody's bad books 就是令某人啊喜欢或者是令某人讨厌比方说啊我喜欢你那你就是 in my good books
Yeah,
yeah 在我的好书单里吧如果我不喜欢你了，我讨厌你，那你就是 in my bad books， 那我就要在我的坏书单里给你记上一笔，是这个意思吗？
可以这么去记忆啊。Mm-hmm. He's in my bad books because he arrived 2 hours late today。我对他是不感冒啊，没啥好感，因为他今天迟到2个小时。Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. He is in my bad books as well because he arrived 2 hours late today.
I cleaned bathroom yesterday, so I'm in my mom's good books. 我昨天打扫了洗手间，所以说我妈妈现在对我非常的满意。
我要是能打扫卫生间，我也会在我妈的 good books 里的。I cleaned the bathroom yesterday, so I'm in mom's good books.
That's very true.
Let's wrap it up for today. We talked about an open book exam firstly.
Open book exam, 开卷考试。
Somebody is an open book.
能够让人一眼看穿的人。
Then something is a closed book.
哎，对那些一窍不通的东西，你就可以说它是一个 closed book.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, somebody is in my good or in my bad books.
某一个人让你喜欢，或者某一个人让你讨厌。In my good books or in my bad books.
好了，以上就是我们今天节目的讲到所有关于 book 的内容了，都是非常常用的。
是，
如果大家想要拿到我们节目的文字版的笔记，来对照查看我们讲到的这些短语和例句，欢迎大家到微信，是微信啊，搜索早安英文，找到我们的公众号，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Thank you for listening today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. See you next episode.
See ya.